We're getting ready for game 5 of 6 this week between the Spartanburgers and the Greenville Drive as we welcome you back here on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Andrew Seliver sitting down with lefty reliever Thomas Ireland. Thomas, a couple days ago you went 2 1/3 scoreless, faced the minimum 4 strikeouts through 2 outings to start the year. How are you feeling?
Oh, feeling good. Just coming in each day, doing what I need to be ready for the day. So.
We mentioned 4 strikeouts in each of the first 2 games that you've pitched in this season. What about your game do you think leads to those strikeouts?
I think it's just having a good plan coming into the year. Obviously talking with the pitching coaches and seeing what kind of goals they have for me and goals I have for myself, and just going from there with just creating a good game plan, and whether the night's going good or bad or kind of anything in between, just sticking to it and trust my guns. So,
what are some of the goals that you guys have for yourself here in 2026?
I know for myself, it was just getting the strikeout percentage up a little bit from last year, and I think a goal we have as a staff is just dominating the early counts, getting ahead of guys. That's crucial, and just getting ahead and then being able to put guys away quick and go from there. So.
Anything specific that you're trying to do differently to get that strikeout percentage up?
Nothing really. I think it just goes back to that goal we have as a pitching staff, is just get ahead and stay ahead and get the put away. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, is just keep focusing on that, and it'll kind of go where it needs to from there.
All starts with the first pitch strikes, I would assume.
Absolutely, yeah.
For you, we saw after that 2 1/3, we saw a little bit of a strut off the mound. Where does that come from?
Honestly, it wasn't anything like pre-planned or kind of a thought in my mind. You know, it just kind of got into that flow state. You know, I think we've been kind of, I wouldn't say struggling the first few games, but you know, just not being able to kind of crack that first win, and then being ahead, and obviously having those 2 good innings, and then having Joey Danielson come in and shut the door. Just trying to keep the energy up in the dugout and kind of get guys fired up. So it was really just flow state. It wasn't anything planned. So
Andrew Seliver here with Thomas Ireland. I would imagine the energy is pretty high coming into today after the walk off last night.
Yeah, I mean, a great team win last night. Everybody did their job, and when stuff didn't go our way, we didn't fall apart and didn't go away from our main goal as a team. So looking forward to the last two games of the series, and hopefully we can close them out with a win each day.
I know you're also a big soccer fan. Arsenal, your team, dropped some points this morning. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's gonna happen. It's every sport's like a roller coaster. You know, you're gonna have your highs, you're gonna have your lows, but I'm not too worried. I think they'll be able to bounce back last couple games. So,
all right, title race is closing up a little bit there with Manchester City. You're also from Canada. I would assume you're excited about the World Cup coming up too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more looking forward to NHL playoffs coming up, even though, you know, my team's not in it, but it's always good. There's always something good to watch. So,
do we have a pick for the Stanley Cup this year?
I don't know. It's a tough one. All I can say is I hope a Canadian team brings it home this year.
Hasn't happened in a long time, right?
Not a while, but hopefully this year changes.
Andrew Seliver here with the Canadian, Thomas Ireland. As you look forward here to the next couple of weeks, what are some things that you want to take from your off season here to the early months of the season?
Just building upon the confidence coming into the year. Felt really good to had a good year last year, and felt really good going into the off season. Definitely worked on a few things to kind of smooth out and improve, and came into spring training with those goals, and just keep a level head and come in every day ready to play and do my job, even if I'm not available. Just being able to contribute in different ways for other guys as well.
All right, Thomas, thanks for the time. Keep it rolling here in 2026.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this to get Game 5 started between Hub City and Greenville.